Monday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time, Luke 8, 16-18. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel, or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is referring to the word that he is proclaiming. We all have the tendency to keep it and not proclaim it, because we feel that others are not going to be interested or are even going to reject us. It was so in the time of Jesus, and so it is in our time. Religion, you keep it to yourself. It should be something private. Have we heard that before? Well, Jesus will not tolerate that, because who we are in Christ must shine. It cannot be put under a bed. It cannot be concealed. That does not mean that we impose it on others. That means that who we are radiates. We need to be integrally Christians, Catholics. That means inside and out. And it reflects on the way we look, our gestures, our behavior, as well as our words. We all can say, "God bless you," and "God bless your family." Be sensitive, respectful, but also be who you are and share, because others desperately need to hear the word. Jesus says that the word must become visible. All the things that are hidden, people say, "Why do we suffer? What is the purpose of life?" They really don't know. Well, if you have learned something about it, it's because of God's revelation through Jesus, and we are now to share it. Nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. That's what Jesus wants. And he wants to do it through you and through me. So, how are we going to be able to communicate? Well, first we have to hear. So he says, "Take care then how you hear." I assure you, if we consistently are listening to the Lord who speaks to us every day, our minds and hearts will be enlightened. We will have, like St. Paul says, the same mind of Christ. And therefore, we will just speak forth from this wealth of wisdom that we are receiving. And Jesus tells us as well, to anyone who has, more will be given. The more you're attentive to the Lord, the more you're receiving, the more you will receive, because it builds on the foundation of what you had before, and it keeps on growing, and you keep on desiring and be hungry for more. But from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away. If we are not communicating, giving light to the world, then what we think we have, we do not have, because it will be empty, it will be corrupted, it will be taken away. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.